This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A football player from Colorado Springs has been removed from his college football team after a recent robbery charge. 18-year-old Amir Braxton arrested in New Hampshire last month, currently being held for extradition back to Colorado. Police have tied Braxton to several ATM robberies in the Colorado Springs area. Braxton played football for Vista Ridge High School and was part of the football team at Dartmouth. He is no longer enrolled in that school. Court hearing for Braxton is scheduled for next week.
Well, we all heard about it and watched it on stage. President Biden now is trying to use humor to lessen concerns about his health after he fell during the Air Force Academy graduation ceremony yesterday. Biden returned to Washington, D.C. yesterday, joking with reporters about the spill he took walking across the stage. He got sandbagged, is what he said. He acted like he was going to jog back into the White House. When a reporter asked how he was feeling, Biden staffers say he tripped on a sandbag that was holding up a teleprompter. And Biden's fall could be an indication of ongoing voter concern, as we hear more from ABC White House correspondent Mary Bruce.
He was able to get back up and was seen interacting with the crowd shortly after that fall. But given voters' concerns about the president's age, this is an image that his critics are already capitalizing on and pouncing on. Donald Trump was quick to weigh in on this. But the bottom line, the White House says the president simply tripped and he is doing well.
Meanwhile, outgoing Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers says he has it on good authority. Space Command may remain in the Springs. Southers says that was part of what he spoke to President Joe Biden about when they briefly met Wednesday at Peterson Space Force Base. Biden told Southers that the decision to move the command to Alabama remains under review and that the focus is on making the command operational quickly. Southers says that's why he is optimistic it will remain in the Colorado Springs area. A Colorado Springs nonprofit now asking for help finding certain types of baby formula. The first visitor program at Peak Vista is hoping that anyone with access to lactose-free and premature baby formula will consider donating because those products are in short supply at area stores. Maria Pancha-Garcia is the family support coordinator for Peak Vista.
Not only they struggle to find the baby formula, but also they struggle financially. So to buy the baby formula is expensive. Want other families, they don't know what to do, and they start provide or give it to the little ones different kind of formula, whatever they find. That's a healthy problem, and they can become worse later on.
More information about donating to the program is available on the website for Peak Vista Health Services.
A program offering signing bonuses to nurses seems to be paying off at the Colorado Mental Health Hospital in Pueblo. The Colorado Department of Human Services began offering the $14,000 bonus in March to solve staffing problems at the state psychiatric hospitals in Denver and Pueblo. 17 nurses have been hired so far, and the applicants of more than 70 applicants are now presently under review. The state says two hospitals need to hire about 200 nurses to be fully staffed. Several units at each hospital will remain closed until more hiring is done.
And the former Colorado House Majority Leader, Danaya Esgar, now serving the people of Pueblo County in a new role. Esgar sworn in as a Pueblo County Commissioner yesterday in a ceremony at the county courthouse. The date was symbolic for Esgar since it was the first day of Pride Month. Esgar is the first openly gay commissioner in Pueblo County. She will serve out the remainder of the term of former Commissioner Garrison Ortiz, which is set to end on January 2025.
Partly cloudy skies and mild temperatures here the next couple of days with afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Friday afternoon, we'll see highs in the mid-70s for Colorado Springs, 80 in Pueblo. May see some more widespread rain showers for Saturday and Sunday and a little bit cooler with highs in the upper 60s and low 70s for Colorado Springs, mid-70s for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.